Books and Beyond presents you The Mother, written by Nobel Prize winning author Paul S. Buck and narrated by Marlene.
Episode 57. Nevertheless, the mother willfully would not, for long, do anything to wet the maid. She told herself, and told the maid, and told her youngest son, and her cousin's wife, and any who would listen to her, that she was not so old yet she could not have her own way, and not so old she had no place in the house, and not so old she could be bid like any child to do this and that, or what she did not wish to do. She set herself against her son and son's wife in this, and herself she guarded the maid well, and saw that nothing was done amiss to her, nor that she was deprived of anything the others had. But as the son's wife grew more accustomed, she grew more plain in speech and more complaining, and courtesy dropped from her. She often sat now where others heard her, or when the women sat together about some door in the sun and sewed in company, or had some gathering such as women love, then she said, "What I shall do when children come, I do not know, seeing how I have to sew for all these in the house. Now my mother grows old, and I know it is my duty to do for her and be her eyes and hands and feet and all she needs. I have been taught so, and so I do. And I hope I am always careful of my duty. But here this hungry second lad is, and he does nothing. And here worse than he, for someday he must wed, and his wife will work to feed and clothe him. Here is this blind maid, not wed. And I do wonder if she's to be my care her whole life long, for her mother will not wed her." Such words as these she said, and others like them. And those who heard stared at the blind maid, if she were by, so that she even felt their gaze and hung her head, ashamed to live as such a burden. And sometimes this one spoke, or that one, and said, "Well, and there are many blind, and some families teach their blind to tell fortunes or some such thing, and earn a penny now and then. Yes, the blind often have an inward seeing eye, and they can see things we cannot. And their blindness is even a power to them, so that other people fear them for it. This maid might be taught to soothsay, or some such thing." And others said, "But there are poor houses too, where they have a son and no money to wed him with. And they will take a fool, or a blind maid, or one halt or dumb, and count her better than none, if they can get her for nothing for their son." Then the son's wife said discontentedly, "I wish I knew some such one. And if you hear of any neighbors, I would take it for a kindness if you would tell me so." And being kind, they promised the young wife, and they agreed that truly it was hard when money was so scarce and times so poor that she must feed this extra mouth that properly belonged elsewhere.
You've been listening to The Mother, written by Paul S. Buck and read by Man Lane. We hope you've enjoyed this powerful story of motherhood, woman's strength, and eventually, new hope for life. If you like this audiobook, do give this podcast a 5-star rating and leave your comment. To hear more, please subscribe to Books and Beyond on major podcast platforms.